Now, I'd like to welcome you folks to Walk Color Spring. I think you picked a pretty good time to see the spring. The water's nice and clear. Now, I'm leaving out of here a whole lot of this tool. It's going to be in talk, and all that you see is going to be down through that glass. I'm going to talk and tell you all about the river and all about the spring and all about the fish life out here. Now, this is the river right along in here. The water's not very deep at all. You begin to see the deep part as we come on over the big spring. Now, all that wild, long grass you see growing at the bottom, well, that is called the freshwater eel grass. Grass that grows here in Florida and all the freshwater rivers and streams wherever the water's clear enough to get to proper sunlight. Now, we have to cut that grass just like you cut the grass in your front yard. And if we didn't cut that grass, it'd look just like that on your right. Now we have 14 different kind of freshwater species out here. Although we have three kinds. We have trained ones, tame ones, and wild ones. We have the alligator gar, catfish, shotcracker, bass, brim, walleye, mullet, just to name a few. Now, as you look ahead of the boat there, you'll see the spring itself. 185 feet of water flowing 600,000 gallons of water per minute. The water temperature is 70, 72 degrees all year round. And I'm pretty sure if you've never been on this tour before, you're going to be surprised to see some of the things I show you before I bring you back. And the further we get out here, the deeper the water gets. Right along in here, drop off about 15, 20 feet. 15, 20 feet. Now we're coming all around what we call the drop off. The drop off. 135 feet of water. 135 feet of water. Now this is the largest, deepest explore spring in the world, Walk Color. Walk Color's all in the name, that means strange and mysterious water. Now they had several pictures shot down in here, Airport 77, also the creature from the Black Lagoon. Right along in here about 45 feet, way they lowered Airport 77, took some very important underwater shots. Those black looking fish at the bottom, those are red horse suckers. Now we're going to get on around here, see can we call the little fish up. See can we get them to line up and march a little bit for us today. We got some fish out here that we call and they'll come. And we got some that we call they'll run. Yeah, buddy. All right, boy, let's get on down, get on this glass down here. Yeah, buddy. All right, boy, we don't have all day to wait around on you. Let's get on down, get under the glass. Yep, buddy. Come in this convention, boys. All right, boy, let's get on down, get underneath the glass. Let's get on down, get under the glass down here, boys. We got some folks up here waiting on you. They want to see you get on down, try to line them up and march a little bit. Yeah, buddy. Get on down, let's try to line them up. March a little bit down there. Line them up, let's try to march. Yeah, buddy, line them up down there, let's march. Those are freshwater brim, some people call them bluegills. Freshwater brim known as bluegills. The big black one down there, that's a red horse sucker. Red horse sucker. All that you see at the bottom is sand. Sand at the very bottom. Freshwater brim. Those bones coming up. Those are mastodon bones. Anywhere from 25,000, 35,000 years ago. Now they had some divers come down, get those bones out of the deepest part of the spring. 185 feet of water. And as you walk in the ticket office, you'll see a picture of him on the left-hand side of the wall. Mastodon, that's part of his leg and the hip bone. That's part of his leg and the hip, mastodon. Related to the elephants. 25,000, 35,000 years ago. Big black looking fish down there, that's a red horse sucker. We're gonna get all around here what we call Mother Nature's flower pot. Now that tree coming up down there, we call it Mother Nature's flower pot. That tree fell down on its own, took in roots, had never been touched by a human. And all that grass down on that tree, it grow there on its own. Got a few catfish hanging down there. Some people call them bullheads. Some call them blue cats. Some call them plain old catfish. Mother Nature's flower pot. And like to say, it's not nice to fool with Mother Nature. Got a few bass hanging down there, freshwater bass. Now we call this on this side submarine garden. This where the little fish stay. Submarine garden, this where the little fish stay. We're gonna get on around here what we call Catfish City. Catfish City coming up. They should have called it Catfish Paradise. Like I say, some call them bullheads. Some call them blue cats, some call them plain old catfish. Catfish City. That's just a few of them, all sizes. I know if you like to fish, you just want to get down in here just one time because you can really have some fun. Catfish City. Those catfish get anywhere from 5 pounds on up. Got a few bluegills down there. Some people call them brims. Catfish City. We're gonna move around a little farther. Don't want to make any of you fishermen sick. Now, a long time ago, the Indian one that discovered this place, it just was a small body of water. And whenever they want something sweet to eat, they go rob the bee for their honey. Now, that log coming up, we call it the old Indian bee tree. Now, a long time ago, the Indian chopped that log down to rob the bee for their honey. And since that time, that log have turned to stone. That's a petrified log, solid stone. That hole down in the log, that's where the Indian chopped a hole to rob the bee for their honey. I don't really know how long take a log turn to stone, but it'll probably take a couple thousand of years. Got a few bass hanging down there. The one with the stripes on the side are called striped bass. Smallmouth bass. Now, coming down on this rock down here, if you ever had old Buffalo Nickel, you'll see the old Indian profile. Old Chief Head. Look down on the rock there, you see a hole in the rock. The hole is his eye, off to your left is his nose, mouth, and chin. That's the old Indian profile, old Chief Head. The hole is his eye, off to your left is his nose, mouth, and chin. Everyone see that down there? Old Chief loved his place so well, he carved his head on the rock. That's the old Indian profile. And those pipes down there, that's where the hotel get their supply of water. The water in here is anywhere from 98 to 99% pure. They had some divers come down going to this ledge here. They couldn't get no 400,000 feet. They had to turn around and come back. The underground current was pushing them out 600,000 gallons of water per minute. Got a few catfish hanging down there. Now, if you like to swim and wish to jump off the third tower, the only thing you had to worry about is coming up. You wouldn't have to worry about coming down 185 feet of water right along in here. 185 feet of water. Our tower's about 33 feet high. Like I say, this is the largest, deepest explored spring in the world. And if you don't want to take my word, I got a tape around here somewhere. I'll hold one in, let you go down, and we'll measure. Now, if you had a pin and toss it over, you can watch it hit the bottom. And as it goes down, it flickers into a dime. The only spring in the world will turn a penny into a dime. Sand and limestone at the very bottom. Sand and limestone. Now, one thing about all this water coming up, we all know where it's going, but we don't know where it's coming from. This river's about 18 miles long, flowing to the St. Marks, then into the Gulf. The only spring in the world will turn a penny into a day. You got a penny going down, one penny going down. Now, when it hit the bottom, I want to ask all of you a question. As it goes down, it flickers into a dime. Sometime it don't make it to the bottom, a bass will come along and pick it up. One thing about all that money going down, one of these days we're going to have a train of fish to bring it all back up. Now I hit the bottom, can anyone tell me that it land on head or tail? Largest, deepest explored spring in the world. 185 feet of water flowing, 600,000 gallons of water per minute. Water temperature is 70, 72 degrees all year round. Red horse sucker at the very bottom. Now we have a fish out here about 20 feet underwater, and we have him trained to jump a pole. We call him Henry our pole walking fish. We're going to get on around here, so can we get old Henry to jump this pole for us a little bit? Now if I can't get old Henry to jump it, I'm going to try to get Henry Etta his wife. Can't get old Henry Etta, I'm going to try to get Henry Jr. his son. We're going to get one of them to jump that pole before we go. want you to meet us at the pole. All right, Henry, you Henrietta Junior, one of you. It's time to get to work down here. Yeah, Henry. All right, Henry, we don't care which one do it. You Henry, Henrietta Junior, one of you. Get on down and jump that pole. We're waiting on you down there, boy. Let's get on down and get to work. Let's get them started down there, Junior. Yeah, Junior. All right, Junior, let's get on down and get to working. We're waiting on you. I know you're around here somewhere. Let's get on down and get to work. All right, Junior. Meet us at the pole. Wake up now, call you heard what I say. Get on down to Henry, let's get them started. We waiting, get on down and jump that pole. You ain't gonna jump, don't come get in the way. Get on down. Yeah, y'all, all right then, jump it. Yeah, y'all, all right, get to working now. There. Get on down, jump that pole. Yeah, Henrietta, all right, Henrietta, let's get them started. Get on down and jump the pole, bring the whole family. We don't care which one do it. All right, you're cutting up on me down here, boy. Let's get on down and get to working. We got some folks want to see you jump that pole. I know you can do it. All right, Junior, we're waiting. We ain't going nowhere until you get on down and jump that pole like you ought to. You, Henry, Henrietta, Junior, one of you. Oh, now we're waiting on you, boys. We're waiting. All right, Junior, you, Henry, Henrietta, one of you. Oh, now you're cutting up on me, boys. Yeah, Junior. All right, Junior, let's get them started down here one more time. Get on down here one more time before we go. Jump that pole. Yeah, yeah, all right, jump it. Yeah, yeah, all right, get to working down there, boys. Get on down and jump that pole like you ought to. Jump it. Yeah, yeah, all right, jump it. Get on down, jump that pole one more time before we go. One more time won't hurt before we go. Oh, now you're cutting up on me. You're cutting up on me. What's wrong with you down there? Yeah, Junior. You, Henry, Henrietta, one of you. Let's get on down here one more time before we go. Watch him jump and keep your eye on the pole there. Jump it, Junior. Hey, yeah, all right then. Get on down, Junior. Hey, yeah, all right. Jump it, Junior. Hey, yeah, all right then. Get on down, jump it. We waiting. Hey, y'all. All right, then. That's all right, there. Oh, Junior. Hey, y'all. Our pole walking fish. Now, if you got some friends or relatives, tell them about old Junior Henry jumped that pole. They don't believe you. Just bring them all down and I'll prove it to them. Me and old Henry, Henrietta, and Junior won't let your word go down. They known to jump that pole 200 times a day. Well, folks, at this time, I hate to say, our tour's about to come to an end. Hope everyone enjoyed it. Y'all all come back, bring your friends, because you're always welcome at Walk Color Spring. Walk Color's all in your name. That means strange and mysterious water. And all that wild on grass down there, we had to cut that grass about once a month. Freshwater eel grass. Now put it into the dark there. Watch your O's and elbows. They don't give us too much room to come in. Sometime I do it, sometime I don't. Thank you. Glad you enjoyed it. Me and old Henry had a whopped it up. Little fish food for Henry, little soda water for me. If old Henry would have seen that, he might have tried to jump over the boat. Watch your arms and elbows coming to the dock. Let's get the boat tied up there, folks. Okay, hope everyone enjoyed it. Come back and see us again. Glad you enjoyed it.
Who did you learn from exactly?
Oh, well, I rode with different guys. I rode with a guy named Gary Curtis and Wilbert, James, just different guys to ride with. And uh-huh. You know, put a little few things in myself, you know.
Uh-huh. Had you ever seen him do it before you got started?
Yeah, I used to work up in the kitchen up there and come down and ride with him, you know.
Uh-huh.
And picked a few stuff up from there.
Uh-huh. What kinds, you said that you added a couple things from yourself. What kinds of things?
Well, it ain't really added, it ain't the same, you know, don't say the same, just, mm-hmm. You know, like, say the same thing they say. And if a dude ain't, you know, when they say it, you know, like he go out talking about the ear grass is some marine growth, you know, I don't say that till I get further on the other side, you know.
Uh-huh.
But,
Does everybody do, when they get to Henry, the pole walking fish, does everybody pretty much sing it, or do some of them
sing it? Well, some of them sing it, some of them talk it. That's the guy, another guy, but he ain't here today. He's the best one on the glass bottom, I can say. You know.
Is that Mr. Jackson?
Yeah, mm-hmm. But he ain't here today. But he's the best.
Mm-hmm.
But most of them, a couple of guys singing, you know. I ain't got the voice myself, you know.
I wonder, do you ever add? I wonder what it's like to have the time go by when you're not saying anything. Is that uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Uh huh. Cool. Do you try to add things in to spice it up, fill it up?
When I sometimes I see something move around, and I put that into it.
Uh huh.
Y'all want on this gentle boat?
I think we right now better take a break and eat lunch.
All right.
Do you ever try to add things that you've heard outside of your association with the people here? I mean,
no, I never tried, cause I really tell you the truth, I really not heard, ain't having heard anything, you know, but what the guys work around in here, you know, mm-hmm. Cause they never gives mm-hmm. nothing when I started, never give me nothing, you know, to look over, you know. And
uh-huh.
So I just picked up what's around in here, you know.
Do you ever try to think up something new that would rhyme or anything?
Really? Yeah, it don't work out too hot, yeah.
Uh-huh. Do you remember any of the things that you've tried to think up yourself?
Well, I tell you the truth, I didn't stop down, you know, try to sing out. But, you know, it don't sound too hot, so I just forget about that, you know.
And just left it out altogether.
Yeah. Try to get out there and, you know, like you know, this flag, I got a group of people on here, you know, who I, you know, try to sing out to themselves. But I can do it, you know, but when the people get on here, I just freeze up, you know. Can't get it out there, you know.
Get kind of shy.
Yeah, and mess up, you know.
Do different groups respond differently? Do you ever notice them laughing more to what you say and, and that sort of stuff?
I see more like a bunch of citizens, I think, citizen seniors. And I like a group of them, you know. Sometimes you probably get a good bunch there, you know, feeling pretty good there, you know, you get out there and I have me feeling pretty good myself there, you know, get out there and start laughing, going on, you know, we have a good time there, you know. But then again, you get a bunch that don't like it, you know. But
Do you find when you have fishermen that come on, on
the
tours, it's good?
Yeah, especially when you get around on catfish, bring a conversation up, you know. It's pretty nice.
Well, it's hard to think of all the things right now that I'd like to ask you.
Did you ever work with Luke?
No. Oh, never worked with him. I haven't been out on the boat with him, you know. But never just come down here and work with him, you know. I haven't done that. I've been out on a ride.
How long does it take to get it down?
Well, I had to learn both tours, the jungle and the glass bottom. I did mine probably about a week time.
Is it pretty hard to drive the boat and talk at the same time?
If you don't know what you're doing when you first start out, you know it is. But what you do first, you just start, you learn how to drive the boat, you know. Then you come in and start talking and all that. It's nothing to it once you really get started. I'd rather do the jungle any day than do a glass bottom. I really don't like the glass bottoms.
You don't?
No. I'll do the jungle.
Well, we want to get together with you on the jungle in a little while, too, if we can. You're doing jungle most of the afternoon. Is that?
Well, we'll probably switch up sometime before I leave. You know.
Well, who's scheduled for the jungle, is
that? Let's see. I think either James or George next. I don't know which one. It's on a glass bottom, so it'll probably be James probably next, I think. Then George. Yeah. James next, he'll be out on a glass bottom. George, he'll be on jungle.
Well, let me, before we finish up here, ask you if we can get your permission to put this thing into the archive. Can you think of anything else we ought to ask now?
I don't think so. I'll think about it for a minute while.
Do you ever think about what makes a good audience? I mean, what can you spot them when they get on the boat, whether you think they're going to be good or not?
Well,
if so, what do you look for?
Well, I look to see how they look and run the face. That, you know, see if they got a smile on the face or is it down or what, you know. A lot of them come down, they're looking mean, you know. See what they look like there. But most of them I have come out here, they're nice folks, you know. Start a conversation or something, you know, where they're it's pretty neat.
Well, let's see, this is getting close to over anyhow.